This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hurricane Harvey is, as of now, a Category 3 storm, the eye of which is just off the coast of Corpus Christi, Texas. There are lives at risk, of course, as with any storm of this size, and the property damage will surely be in the billions of dollars. But the geography of the American petroleum industry means Harvey is going to have business costs that will be felt in wide parts of this country. Andy Lipow is the president of Lipow Oil Associates, based out of Houston, except for today, because he's traveling and can't get home. Mr. Lipow, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
I should say up the top, we have caught you in New York, which gets me to my first question. This storm kind of came out of nowhere in a way, and I'm wondering how that's affecting preparations down on the Texas coast, do you think?
Well, if you're a refiner in Corpus Christi, Texas, you've already shut down your facilities because landfall is expected to make its way there overnight. If you're a refiner or a petrochemical plant in the Houston area, we see some trimming back of operations because it's difficult for the tankers to unload imported crude oil and make its way through this storm system.
When you say shut down, I imagine you can't just flip a switch and take off. That's probably a process, as is restarting refineries after this whole thing is done.
Well, that's exactly right. When refiners need to shut down their facilities, they make that decision about 48 hours prior to the estimated landfall. When they're starting up, of course, it's going to depend on how much damage is sustained. So if we have a Category 3 hurricane approaching the Corpus Christi area, which is going to impact flooding, the power supply, the ability to get workers back to the facility, those refiners might be down for up to 3 weeks.
Well, that seems like a very long time. What does that translate into in terms of the supply of gasoline getting out into the rest of the country? Because something like a third of the capacity, refining capacity we have is down there.
Well, actually, a third of the capacity in the nation is between the Corpus Christi area and over to Lake Charles. So right now, the Corpus Christi refiners represent only 4.5% of the nation's total capacity. So it's a much smaller impact.
This storm is predicted to be more of a water event, I think, is what the meteorologists say, instead of a wind event, right? There's going to be tidal surges. There's going to be all this rain. How much of a problem is, I guess the word is standing water, right, for these refineries who could conceivably be flooded out?
Well, it can be a very significant problem. The last forecast I saw was for 28 inches of rain in the Houston area and up to 40 inches of rain in some of the surrounding counties. The good news is it's going to happen over 4 to 5 days. So if the refinery has enough capacity to move that water off its grounds, it's not much of an issue. But if you get deluged by rainfall in a short period of time and that water rises, you tend to find your equipment become submerged, and then you have a more significant event because all that equipment has to be repaired, and that can take weeks and months.
Right. What are they telling you about when you're going to be able to get back to Houston?
So I was expecting to go this Sunday, and I talked to people down in Houston. They said there's no reason to come down here, so I fully anticipate getting back there Thursday morning.
Well, best of luck to you, sir. Andy Lipow, he's of Lipow Oil Associates out of Houston, Texas. We got him, as I said, in New York. Thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.